In 1935, the show business trade paper Variety ran its most famous headline, Sticks, Nicks, Hick, Picks. In other words, farm movies were getting a thumb down in rural America. The paper turns 100 this year and continues to vex and amuse readers with what staffers call slanguage. Gloria Hillard has the story.
Thank you very much.
Scanning the headlines at this Los Angeles newsstand, this one caught my eye. Mouse heads to court for CEO search. Now, if you didn't know right away this was a story about Disney, don't feel bad.
If you don't read Variety every day, you know, it's like learning a foreign language.
As executive editor of Variety, Tim Gray is a walking dictionary of showbiz speak, or Variety slanguage.
There's a certain amount of silly fun in this language, because sometimes people in show business take themselves very seriously.
So on the pages of Variety, it's not an award show, it's a kudos cast. A director is a Helmer. H. Wood is short for Hollywood. Girlfriend is just GF. The letters NSG mean not so good, and so on. There are even terms that have been created to be H. Wood politically sensitive. For instance, no one is ever fired in Hollywood. That would be NSG. So instead, one is simply ankled.
Somebody ankles their job because the last thing you see as they walk out the door is their ankle. Because especially in Hollywood, you don't want to say somebody was fired, because they will call and say, no, 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 I quit. They didn't fire me. And they say, no, no, we fired him. Who was he kidding? So that kind of stuff we use every day. I personally, boffo is my favorite word because it's fun to say.
Which means?
Terrific. It's like whammo is the absolute best it can be. I mean, the sixth Star Wars movie is going to be whammo at the box office.
Somehow, it's hard to imagine that even in Hollywood, grown men and women might be using the word boffo in conversation. Still, says Gray.
The Oxford English Dictionary has 20 words that it attributes to Variety. I mean, that's kind of impressive. Words like striptease and payola and soap opera that Variety coined. And, you know, they've become part of the daily language.
Well, maybe we should do a field test. A couple of Varieties casually tucked under my arm serve as my passport to an industry insider lunch spot. Michael Kazin is an executive in the entertainment industry. Still, this headline might stump him. Killer turn for Hunt.
Killer turn for Hunt. Killer Films is a production company, and Helen Hunt is going to do a film for them.
Let's try this one. Pilots ready for takeoff.
It's a story about television shows that are prepared for a series are called pilots.
Clearly, this crowd speaks the language. Okay, heading east on Sunset, let's try the Variety headline test at the famed tourist spot Grauman's Chinese Theater. These three women are from Orlando, Florida.
Well, it's ready for takeoff.
A movie? Guessing. I'm trying to guess. I don't know.
How about this headline? Mouse Men Set Sail.
Mouse Men set sail. Let me see.
Okay.
Well?
No. No.
Nope.
It was a story about two actors who signed on to a Disney film, probably a seagoing adventure. For those who want to learn showbiz speak, Tim Gray's The Hollywood Dictionary, a glossary of some 200 words, will be coming out in the fall. In the meantime, back at Variety's newsroom, they were having a headline meeting.
Here's another headline that intrigues me. Tell me what you don't like about it, which would be Helmer's Guide to the Galaxy.
It was a story about foreign directors. At another desk, someone was working on a story about the iNetwork. Tim Gray translates.
CBS is the iNetwork. ABC is the Alphabet Network. NBC is the Peacock Network. Warner Brothers is the Frog.
And NPR?
NPR is, I mean, it's the deity of radio shows. It's too sacred for us to even joke about.
Oh, come on. I know they secretly think it's just whammo. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.
And you can find a dictionary of Variety's slanguage by stopping by our buffo website, npr.org.